Forward motion through pickup percussion. Advanced drum and bass in Ableton Live. Let's go. Today we're focusing on one of the most powerful, most why does this loop suddenly feel alive? Techniques in DNB groove design. Pickup percussion. Those tiny events that happen right before a main drum hit, usually right before the snare on 2 and 4, that make the listener feel like the beat is being pulled forward. And here's the key mindset for this whole lesson. Think vector, not more notes. We're not decorating the loop, we're creating direction. Every pickup should clearly point to an anchor, and in drum and bass the anchor is almost always that snare cracking on 2 and 4. If the listener can't feel what the pickup is aiming at, it's not forward motion, it's just extra stuff. We're going to build a clean, rolling, 2-bar DNB loop at around 174 BPM. Then we'll talk about how to scale that into an arranged 16-bar section that feels like it's accelerating, even when the drums are technically looping. All right, set the stage. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. You can adjust later, but pick a real DNB tempo now so your timing decisions mean something. Set your grid view to 16th notes, because that's where most of the pickup work lives, and keep the metronome on while you program. Then later, turn it off and judge the feel like a listener. Now create a basic drum routing layout. Put your drums in a group called drums. Inside, make separate tracks or lanes for kick, snare, hats, and a dedicated track called pickups. This is not optional if you want this technique to stay mix ready. The whole point is that pickups need their own volume, eq, saturation, and sidechain control, so they can create momentum without stealing punch. You can also set up a short room or reverb return, but keep it on a tight leash. In DNB, uncontrolled reverb tails will smear your transients and kill the perception of speed. Next, we lock the anchors, kick and snare. Program the snare hard on beats 2 and 4 in each bar. No swing, no funny business. In this style, the snare is the immovable object. Everything else can dance around it, but the snare is your reference point. For the kick, keep it boring on purpose. A simple skeleton like a kick on 1, then another kick around 1.3 or 1.3.3, and repeat that idea in bar 2. Don't get cute yet. If you start with a complex kick pattern, you'll never really know whether your forward motion is coming from pickups or just from the kick doing gymnastics. On the drum group, if you want a little glue, throw on drum bus very subtly. A touch of drive, minimal boom, and a little transient boost can help. But this lesson is about the micro events, not about flattening your drum bus into a rectangle. Now we build the main engine of forward motion, snare pickups. This is where a lot of producers level up, because it's not about adding a hat pattern. It's about creating a run-up into the snare using quiet, short notes, usually the 16th note before the snare, and sometimes even a 30-second note rake for extra suction. Start with the classic, a tight hat tick pickup. On your pickups track, load a very short, tight sound. A closed hat can work, but a rim, a click, a tick, even a Foley paper clip type sound can be better because it feels fast without adding harsh high end. Place one hit on the 16th right before beat 2, and one hit on the 16th right before beat 4. Repeat in bar 2. Now, the velocities. This is where people either get it, or they don't. Your snare might be sitting around 110 up to 127 velocity, depending on your sample and layering. The pickup tick should be much lower, like 35 to 60. You're not trying to hear a new part. You're trying to feel gravity pulling into the snare. If you can sing the pickup rhythm, it's probably too loud or too long. Once that's working, we go advanced. The 30-second flam pickup. Switch your grid to 30-second notes for a moment. Before one of your snares, add two tiny hits leading into it. Think of it like a miniature rake. Hit, hit, snare. The earlier one is very quiet, maybe velocity 20 to 35. The later one is a touch louder, maybe 30 to 50. Then the snare hits full power. What you're building is an intentional velocity ramp, not random humanization, a designed acceleration. And now, the part that separates programmed from pulling forward. Microtiming. At 174 BPM, you get a lot of perceived motion from offsets as small as 2 to 10 milliseconds. That's it. If you're nudging notes 20 milliseconds, you're not doing pickup tension anymore. We're changing the pocket and it's going to start sounding sloppy. Here's a great push-pull move. Take the earlier pickup and nudge it slightly early, like minus 2 to minus 6 milliseconds. Take the last pickup right before the snare and nudge it slightly late, like plus 3 to plus 8 milliseconds. That creates a little elastic band effect. It reaches, then snaps into the snare. Use Ableton's nudge controls, or edit within the clip so you can slash B quickly. And teacher tip, Duplicate your MIDI clip before you do timing experiments. Clip level control beats track level changes for this, because you can compare versions instantly without messing your entire session. Next, we add hat or shaker movement that supports the pickups. Create a shaker or hat layer on the hat's track. Program 16th notes across the bar, then thin it out. Keep alive offbeats, and reduce density right on top of the snare, because the snare is the king. If you have bright hats firing at the same moment as a bright snare, you'll get brittle, fatiguing top end and the snare will feel smaller. Now bring in groove pool, carefully. D and B swing is subtle. Choose something like an MPC 16 swing in the high 50s, or an SP style groove. Set the amount low, like 10 to 25%. Timing maybe 60 to 80. Keep velocity influence low unless you really know what you're doing, because pickup velocities should be intentional. And crucial rule, apply groove to hats and pickups, not to the snare. The snare stays stable. That stability is why the groove feels fast and confident. Now we get into the advanced DNB magic, percussion pickups that imply fills without actually filling. Add a ghost snare or rim leading into 4. Put it on the 16th before beat 4. Very low velocity, like 15 to 35. Then high pass it hard, somewhere around 250 to 500 Hz, so it doesn't compete with the snare body. This gives you arrival energy without messing up the main snare transient. You can also add an occasional ghost kick pickup, but be disciplined. Very occasional. Put a tiny thud right before a main kick, maybe the 16th before beat 1 when the bar turns over, or before an answer kick in your pattern. Velocity super low, 10 to 25. If it needs a touch of audibility, a light saturator with soft clip can bring it forward without turning it into sub-mud. And a quick caution. Watch mono and phase discipline. Pickups should not widen your low mids. Put utility on the pickup group and try reducing width to 0 to 50%, especially for anything with low content. Forward motion mostly lives in the mids. Low end smear kills punch and kills speed. Now let's add the signature technique, the pre-snare ramp texture. This is the dark, modern suction effect that makes the snare feel inevitable. Option A is fast and classic. Reverse a snare tail. Duplicate your snare sample onto a new pad. Reverse it. Then shorten it so you're only using the last 80 to 150 milliseconds. Fade it in so it doesn't click. Place it an 8th note or a 16th note before the snare and audition both. Filter it with auto filter. High pass around 300 to 800 Hz, with a bit of resonance if you want that whoop character. Option B is a noise ramp that's super controllable. Create an operator track set to noise, or use a noise sample in Simpler. Put auto filter after it, and either automate the cutoff rising into the snare, or do something even more consistent. Use auto filter's envelope, so each MIDI note triggers the same MIDI sweep. That makes it tight and repeatable, which is exactly what we want in fast music. Then, put utility after it and keep it extremely low, like minus 18 to minus 30 dB. I'm serious. This should be more felt than heard. Now, if your ramp is smearing into the snare, here's a pro move. Gate the ramp before it hits any reverb. If you gate after the reverb, you're already washing the sound. Gate first to trim the tail, then add a tiny room if needed. Alright, we've built pickups. Now we mix them so they only show up when they should. First, frequency slotting on the pickups bus. Put a Q8 on the pickup track. High pass aggressively, maybe 300 to 600 Hz depending on your sounds. If your pickups are brittle, don't just turn them down and lose the effect. Instead, dip harshness somewhere around 6 to 10 kHz by a couple dB. In a lot of DNB, the snare provides the expensive brightness. Pickups are there to move time forward, not to dominate the airband. Add saturation if you want urgency. Saturator with a few dB of drive and soft clip can make quiet ticks feel present at lower volume. If that adds fizz, here's a smoother approach. Saturate first, then EQ subtract a narrow nasty band somewhere between 7 and 12 kHz. That often sounds cleaner than boosting highs. Now the big one. Sidechain ducking from the snare. Put a compressor on the pickups bus. Sidechain it to the snare. Ratio around 4 to 1. Fast attack 1 to 5 milliseconds. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds. Adjust threshold so you get about 2 to 6 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. This is the literal physics of forward motion. The pickups are audible leading into the snare. And then the snare hits and they get out of the way instantly. The listener perceives the approach and the impact cleanly. Now do the fast audibility test. Loop 2 bars. Mute the pickups group. Does the groove feel like it sits back? Unmute it. Does it lean forward without sounding busier? If unmuting just sounds like extra hats, You have three main fixes: shorten the sounds, reduce high end, or reduce the width. Pickups should feel like momentum, not like a new percussion section joined the band. Now, let's talk arrangement, because pickups are not just a loop trick. They're an energy control system. Take your 2-bar loop and build a 16-bar progression using an energy ladder. Not by stacking more and more layers, but by swapping density and rolls. Bars 1 to 4. Pointer only. Just the 16th tick into 2 and 4. Bars 5 to 8. Add the shaker groove, and maybe introduce a 30-second rake into beat 4 only. Beat 4 is often the best place for extra complexity, because it leads into the next bar and feels like a natural lift. Bars 9 to 12. Add a pre-snare reverse ramp sparingly, maybe into 2 occasionally, but don't overdo it. If every snare has a ramp, the ramp stops feeling like tension and starts feeling like the new normal. Bars 13 to 16. Use the negative space trick. Remove a regular hat hit you normally expect. Replace it with a quieter, darker click, and maybe thin the drum group slightly with a temporary higher low cut. Then in the last one or two bars, raise the pickup group by just 1 dB, not 5, 1. Then when the drop hits, restore full drum weight. That contrast sells that acceleration. If you want section identity, give each section a pickup signature. Verse could be rim ticks into 2 and 4. B section could be a short reverse ramp into 4 only. Drop could add an occasional darker pre-hit into 2. The listener feels progression even if your kick and snare pattern is basically the same. Now, common mistakes to avoid. First, pickups too loud. If you notice them as a separate part, they're too hot, too bright, or too long. They should feel like gravity. Second, too many layers in the same frequency band. 3 bright hats plus bright snare equals brittle pain. High pass. Tame A to 12K and choose mid-rangey pickups when you want darker forward motion. Third, swinging the snare. Don't. This audio version is shortened for playback.